Welcome to the Medicine Human Podcast, where we grow, hydrate, purify, and heal ourselves on all levels through compassionate and conscious conversations as we together ride this wave of humanity awakening. I am Ivy Rose, and I share these medicinal, cozy conversations from the perspective of a medicine woman, colon hydrotherapist, and living medical-grade water steward. I wish to help you become the medicine that you seek in your body and life, and that you will leave each of these episodes differently than you came. So let us sow the seeds of our inner and outer transformation together as we anchor and flow into our highest timeline. And so it is. Aho. Hello, everybody. It is 1:11. Good timing. That wasn't on purpose. And welcome to today's mini class. Today, Kimberly and I I'm on Inspired Sovereignty account and she's on her personal account. We are going to be talking about Dr. Emoto's work, the frequency of how we program waters, and how when we're speaking to water, whether it is water in my cup, water in my tea, or the waters in my body, or the waters in your body. This is a conversation that, like, we talk about a lot. It, when we start collectively understanding this conversation about water and how we speak and how we think and our intentions and everything, it really impacts ourselves. It impacts ourselves, our family members, our loved ones, definitely all of those that we're in intimate relationship with. So this is such a juicy conversation, and I'm really happy that we're publicly having this. Aren't you, Kimberly?
I am. This is my jam. I love talking about this.
Oh, exactly.
Like when I just learned about it, I was like, wait a minute. Right? So everything we say, think, listen to, watch,
all of it
impacts our water. Yeah. So Masaru Emoto was a scientist and he studied water and just came upon this realization that water is impacted by all of those things. And that's what we want to talk about today.
Yeah.
I've got pictures. My setup right now, I can't see myself really.
Okay.
So if I hold something up to show, just let me know and I also can't see comments.
Okay. Well, I will handle all of that stuff.
Okay.
So you come in with the content today, but before we dive into that, for everybody to know that a lot of these lives, like including this one, we add as bonus content on our podcast. We're almost at 100 episodes of conversations that help you, guide you through healing, cleansing, the dark night of the soul journey, because all of it is all attached. So we talk all angles of awakening and healing all different aspects of ourselves, our communications, our relationships. But we do also focus a lot on holistically healing the body. So you can always go to our podcast. We've got two of them now, Inspired Sovereignty Radio, as well as our new one, Holy Sacred Shit. Holy as in H-O-L-I, like holistic. And you guys can also see all of our free self-healing resources over at inspiredsovereignty.com. So guys, come hang out with us other places. And we even put this stuff now on Facebook and YouTube. So thank you guys for listening to our spiel. And you guys know that we're going live most days of the week, either both of us separately or us together like this. And we're creating all of these short little like mini class resources so that we can aid in the re-education of humanity. Okay. So please utilize us as resources, share these resources with others, because this is how we expand our collective consciousness and all of that matters so much. So much. So yeah. So Kimberly, you want to take it away? What do we want to start with?
Well, first I want to, I'll give you guys just a little bit of a background about Masaru Emoto. And he wrote a book called The Hidden Messages in Water.
He's a Japanese doctor, right? Like we're talking about, isn't he out of Okinawa, Japan also?
I don't know if he's a doctor. He's a scientist.
Well, I call him Dr. Emoto and
I've called him Emoto several times, so
I will find out. You keep talking.
So he's a scientist who discovered the molecules of water are affected by our thoughts, words, and feelings.
Uh-huh.
And it says here, since humans and the earth are composed mostly of water, his message is one of personal health, global environmental renewal, and Practical Plan for Peace that starts with each one of us. So this book is, it's so great. Yes?
I got the background for you quick. Okay, so okay. He's a Japanese businessman, author, and pseudoscientist. And so that book is from 2004. He was born in 1943 in Japan, and he died in 2014 in also Japan. So a little bit of background, please continue.
Yeah.
With
yeah. So he started freezing water and looking at the crystals that they produced based on whatever intention or thought, words, like he literally writing words and putting them on the jar of water even. So it's really fascinating. And when I learned about this, I was blown away because we're water.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait a minute. So what we're thinking, you know, like I said before, what we're thinking about, what we're saying impacts the water in our body. So we're either, I call it muddying our water.
Okay.
Or crystallizing our water. So if we think about our body chemistry too and how it's impacted by our thoughts, then drill it all the way down to that's like your hormones and your blood and your body chemistry just moving through your body. So it's all impacted by your thoughts. Your thoughts impact your feelings and then it becomes cyclic. So when we're aware of how we can directly impact our body by being conscious of it, then all this water stuff comes into play for me.
We really, like, just even hearing you, this is first time it's coming in this way in my mind, is that we create this feedback loop within our own waters, that our waters are like how we structure our water through what we drink, but let alone all the media, all the thoughts, all the emotions, we structure the water that way. And then our body, the physical body, is going to run off of how we just structured and programmed our waters, because the system runs only because it's water-based, right? And then how our system runs, whether we're severely constipated or, you know, whatever's going on in our body that's now muddying up our whole system, then that is going to then in turn kind of continually program our thoughts, and then our thoughts are programming our waters, and we're just in this feedback loop of whatever programming it is that we choose, aren't we?
Yeah, it's so interesting. And the first step really is just the knowledge, awareness. And then the next step would be noticing how you physically are feeling.
Yeah.
So then that's an indication something's up, and then look at what you're thinking. So, and it's more than just what's going on inside you. So it's also what you're saying to other people. So it's not just your self-talk. It's not just your verbal talk to yourself or what you're writing or journaling and all that kind of stuff. And we want to get that stuff out. We want to move through our feelings. We don't want to hold all that stuff in. But as we practice changing what we're thinking about, as we practice noticing what's going on in our bodies, and as we practice creating or reaching for a different thought, then we just get better and better at it, right?
Yeah.
So what I was about to say too is, like, when we're talking to our kids or our pets or our plants, we know that we can impact our plants by talking to them. Mm-hmm. We know that we can impact our pets talking to them. They feel our love, etc. And kids. So we're programming the water in our children by what we say. And it's not just what we say, it's how it makes them feel. And that's like their water reacting to what we're saying. Yes.
Yes. Just to hear so strongly also, like, to solidify this and crystallize this in the ears of, you know, whoever's with us and whoever's going to be, you know, having this on the replay and all the places that we put it, that we understand collectively that most of us do, right, that we are programming our children's subconscious minds. We think of it like most of us are aware that we're programming the mind computer in our children, right, especially for the first 7 years, but also programming their waters. constantly. Also thinking then in the womb, when you're pregnant, programming your waters. Oh my goodness, then even pre-conception, what are my waters programmed with? Right? Continue.
Yeah. I was sharing with my daughter who just recently gave birth. We were talking about that. And I said, you know, our traumas and stuff are stored in the water of our body, our ancestral traumas. And that's how they get passed down through the water.
Wow.
That's a huge discussion and it's a revelation. I know.
That's why the Akash, our Akashic records, are in the blood. Because it's the water of the body. I mean, it's the primary water system of the body.
And water holds memory.
Yeah.
Like this. Yeah. And the Akashic records are the memory of everything, past, present, future.
Yes. And the water holds holographic and fractional memory, I think. And what I mean by that, and I mean, if there's any like scientists listening to us, maybe they can correct me or something, but isn't it that like holographic in the way, is that the right word? Where in one piece of it, in one drop of water, it actually contains the information of the whole. Do you know what I mean? Like that's how I think holograms or something works, is that in, and I could be explaining this so wrong, but in one piece of it, it represents the whole.
Yes.
So I meant like, wouldn't it be the same with water? Maybe I've taken this off track. I'm going to sit with this thought. You can continue.
But all water communicates, all the molecules are communicating with each other. And so they all have everything in them as one as well.
I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, they all have all of it. And then they're all together having all of it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So too, if you think about what you're putting out there with your speech, with your inner thoughts, with your, how you're communicating with people, it impacts your energy too. So your physical energy. So, you know, we're having a lot of negative thoughts, our bodies get into a negative state. They feel more sluggish, etc.
Yeah. Even like think of how fatigue happens when we're feeling more negative, right? It's like literally like that vital life force is diminished.
Yeah. One of the really interesting things about when Emoto was doing these studies is because it's also intentions that impact the water, intentions that crystallize or muddy the water, they would go in to do the crystallization, the experiment, and they would have to try to be as blank as possible. So there was times where they were putting up plexiglass to try to shield the water from the person's thoughts, because the person was going in with the thought, well, something's going to happen and maybe it's going to be love and maybe it's going to be trust or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they were like, how can we, that's how much water picks up what's going on.
Like water is an energetic sponge, isn't it?
Yes.
So, okay. So side note, and this is just random thought. I wonder what is ether like, you know, it's like we're focused on water, but like what is air and ether? And I wonder if that's also a program or a computer, like a computer. Like, I wonder if one day we learn about that. That's not a right now conversation, but you know, like, I wonder if we can transmit energy and thought and frequency and information so easily and readily through water. Like, it's impossible not to transfer information and energy through water.
Right.
Right. It seems like I don't know. Go on.
I don't know if you think about fungus and the whole plant kingdom, as far as earth and how they communicate there. I mean, there's so much in nature that's just mind blowing.
Yeah. Well then even would we communicate, like, could we communicate and transmit through water differently? Like what happens when outside, like here in Tennessee, when it rains so much, it's 100% humid outside, right? What if humidity is 100% versus humidity is 30% in the air? Like, does that even shift things depending on how much water is in our air?
It's really
like, are we more telepathic when it's more humid out or something?
I don't know. What a great question. Because you'd be walking through
more water. Right? Like, yeah. If I put my humidifier on, you know, in the bedroom, like, I wonder if if humidity actually changes anything. Because if you're in a body of water, that's one thing, right? But what if you're in the air and it's more humid? So sorry, I don't mean to take us off track, but I've never thought these thoughts before.
Yeah. So when you get in a conversation about how water's programmable, then it opens up all these conversations.
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. And
No.
what about that? So you can actually take you could take a mason jar. You could write on the mason jar. You could take a post-it note, write on the post-it note, put it on the mason jar. You could put it underneath the mason jar, and you can program your water that way. I mean, that's how energetically connected water is to everything. So yeah.
Amazing. That's
So yeah.
amazing.
So I wanted to show, oh, and the other thing about it too is so what we watch on television, what we consume via Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever our consumption process is, those impact our water. In this book, there's a lot of crystals that listened to water and became beautiful crystals. Oh gosh, like even the microwave oven. I don't know if you can see that, but this is how a microwave oven
Okay.
impacts the water. So our
Beautiful.
everyday environment, I should have put my glasses on. And then a mobile phone.
Okay, get a little bit closer for us. Wow.
Microwave
Yeah.
and a phone.
Okay, you're holding it great. Yeah. And then beside it, that the bottom one in the bottom right-hand corner, everybody, the one that's pretty. The one that looks structurally, pleasing to the eye. Kimberly, which one is that again?
This is what's how it started, and then when
Okay.
exposed to a microwave, this is what happened.
Wow. Wow, guys. So think also, everybody, holistic healing talking here. That's why we don't microwave our food, because that is what will happen to all of the waters in your food, and right, your waters or your food is also built of water. Whether you're eating dead animal flesh, whether you're eating vegetables, whether you're having soup, whatever, there's still water. And so, and especially like if we're microwaving our tea, microwaving our coffee, like I know a lot of people microwave a lot of stuff because it's convenient, but having your waters being structured just as those photos that Kimberly just showed. Having your waters of your body, your blood, your Akashic records, everything structured like that, that's not convenient because what that leads to and what that experience is compared to really loving our waters in whichever way that looks for us individually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And with music, this is Heartbreak Hotel.
Wow.
And this is the Beatles Yesterday.
Wow.
So isn't that neat?
It's beyond neat. Sorry for my dogs, guys.
This is Beethoven Symphony.
Which one? The top?
Oh, both of them, just two
Oh.
different symphonies, Symphony 6 and Symphony 7 or something.
Okay. Is the
And then
difference between the more orange and the more blue, does that mean anything there?
I don't really know. I haven't figured that out, and it doesn't say.
Okay.
Okay. And then, okay. Okay, I'm gonna go to the next thing. I want to also talk about this experiment that he did. So he took three jars of water and rice,
Yeah.
and he had one said, "You fool." One was ignored, and one had love on it, or "I love you" on it. And I don't remember the length of time. I think it was like 2 weeks, maybe three. It could have been 4 weeks. 4 weeks tops. And so the one that said, "You fool," had black in it, sort of like mold, and really kind of gross. The one that was ignored actually was worse than the one that said, "You fool." The one that was ignored was more rancid than the one that said, "You fool." And then the one that said, "I love you," was fermented and beautiful and had a really nice aroma to it. Isn't that wild?
Oh my God, that's just right there. Immediately, my mind goes to like children and
Yes.
animals.
Yes.
Like, because so easily, or and even like homeless people and things, you know, like people that are in a really hard place in life, how easy, you know, it is to ignore and think of even like the energy of our ignoration, right?
Yeah.
Wow,
I
that's
know.
beautiful.
I know. And so
Wow.
it's just so like just having that knowledge, just a little bit of that knowledge. I mean, you could read the book and know so much more, but just a little bit of that knowledge and awareness can just trigger something in your mind to just notice what you're saying and then look for something different, you know? Do things just a little different. It just takes little steps to do stuff that's different. This is a water crystal that is the word truth
Wow, that's amazing.
and love for humanity.
It's so beautiful.
I know. And self-love. Wait,
Oh,
is that one?
it's catching a lot of glare. Okay, there we see it. Oh, it's gorgeous. Wow.
And respect. That's my dog in the background.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't
Wow.
that gorgeous? It's
Yeah.
so wild to me. And
So, yeah, this is the science of compassion. In my mind, this is the science of being kind. This is the science of not being an asshole.
right.
Right?
And it's not. Okay, and so another thing is like, look at this. This is water that was shown a picture of a dolphin.
Wow. Water loves dolphins. That's
I
so beautiful.
know. And this is one that was shown a picture of a coral reef.
That's so
So
interesting.
it doesn't even have to be words. It's also things. So what you surround yourself with, my dog is going to town right now.
It's all good.
Itching herself. Here's soul.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's interesting, beautiful.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. So I just find it so, I'm gonna have to let her out of my room here in a second. I just so hope filling, like it just fills me with hope and excitement that I can control the crystals in my body. Like I can control this. This is hope.
Here, I'll chat if you want to throw
Yeah,
it.
let's put her out real
Yeah.
quick.
So for everybody, like for us to think about when we're hard on ourselves, when we're down on ourselves, when we speak unkindly to ourselves, when we judge ourselves, think about when you're arguing with your spouse, when maybe you're calling names, when maybe you're wondering why somebody's so whatever or so whatever, or you know, all of those words that we choose, and like, of course, the words that we choose to speak to our children with, but really to everybody. Like, not just to be like, oh, well, how is my water, or like, how is my voice and my words affecting them? But like, not only are we affecting their waters, but also we're programming their waters. So just thinking here, like, especially, you know, thinking about the relationships. Because we know that whenever we're in intimate relationships, spousal relationships, we know that there's always like work to be done. And even in those places, to be like, to more so speak to the positive, speak to what you want to see, speak to where you want to grow at, right? Instead of us being like this and this and this, and like literally speaking to what we don't want. Like we really see with the crystallization and programming of water, why it is the wisest. It's the most scientisty thing of us to do is to actually speak to the positive, speak to what we desire, speak to what we intend, speak to what we want, and speaking to what we can like really the harmony that we can create together if we just shift some stuff or whatever.
Right, and a lot of people, if you notice when you say, well, what do you want? What do you want for your life? Many people say it in the negative. I don't want to suffer. Don't want to be fat. I don't want to be sick. I don't want to give up all my time. Instead of saying, I want time freedom. I'm choosing time freedom. So So that also think about that conscious language in when you're declaring something, you declare it as something that you want, not something that you don't want.
Yeah.
And it's not even it's and more than that, more than what you want is what you're choosing. And then one step above that is I am statements. And I know we've talked about this before, maybe on a podcast or something, but you know, the highest level of conscious language is saying what you are, speaking it in the now. And so when you're speaking it in the now, can you just imagine what your body's doing? This is hope. You know, can you just imagine what your body's doing on the inside? All your
That's what your body is doing when you decide to feel hope. Hope, the feeling of hope is a choice. It's not like you have it or you don't. It's a way to choose to think, right? I want my body to be those crystals.
This is happiness. And we know
Fun.
this is a choice. And happiness is impacted by the language that we use. So when we're
Yes.
saying that we don't want something in believing we're saying what we do want, we're actually decreeing the opposite.
And even if we can go even further to being like how we hold ourselves, impacts how we feel, our thoughts, our emotions, how we feel about ourselves. So even right, it's like force yourself to smile. Muscle memory will literally make you happier. We all know that's true. Whoever needs to smile, give yourself a smile right now, right? So like literally making yourself smile helps to crystallize your waters.
So Amy Cuddy, she wrote a book called I think it's called Presence, and she,
Okay.
so like for confidence, you would stand like Superwoman pose or whatever.
Yeah.
And so if you do that for 5 minutes a day, it impacts your body chemistry. And by body chemistry, I'm saying it impacts your water.
Yeah. Because
And
then
so
the water will impact the chemistry. Yeah.
it's such a cool thing to know that you can really change your physiology
Yeah.
by programming your water.
Oh,
And
yeah.
then one thing about water, just to note, just to jump, throw this in there really quick, is we want to drink clean water. We want to drink ideally living water. And part of the reason of that is so much water is polluted. And there's chemicals. So imagine this water molecule. It's got like this coat on it. So
Chemical coat.
we want to drink, I mean, we want to get rid of the coated water molecules, the fat water molecules, and we want to get something that's absorbable and programmable, more programmable. Now we can still have an impact on our water, period. But there's levels that you can get to quicker when you're drinking water that is more programmable because it doesn't have all of the pollutants and stuff. And then I feel the next thing coming to my mind is, so if you think about cities that are surrounded by water and how those cities sort of like say it's a city that has a high crime or a city that has a lot of meditators, a lot of artists and stuff, that is programming the water around the city as
You
well.
mean like if we looked at Santa Fe versus Chicago, like the way
I
that
was gonna say Chicago. Yeah. There's a place in like Idaho or something where it's very, there's a lot of very peaceful, there's a big meditation place and a lot of peaceful, and the whole aura of the city feels different from going into a city that has high crime. And we already know that when people meditate, large groups of people meditate, it has an impact on the crime rate in the area. So if it has an impact on the crime rate in the area, it's having an impact on the water. It's having an impact on the water in people's bodies, and it's having an impact on the water that's surrounding the city.
Amazing. I wonder also what that does to like the infrastructure of like city tap water. You know? I wonder.
Well, and because of what we, because of the way we process the water, because the water's hanging out in these pipes and tubes and being killed basically in those tubes because there's no movement. Yeah. So it's that's why I lean towards, go with water that is clean. Because when you're getting your tap water out, one thing you can do is you can put it in a mason jar, you can put it in a blue bottle, you can say a prayer over it. You can give it an intention. You can thank it. You can express gratitude to it. You can set it out in the sun. So you give it more vitality.
Yeah. You can still work with programming it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I know.
It's so amazing.
I know. And oh, to what you were saying too about relationships and how we get in an argument and we say things that we don't mean and we're programming each other's water. Our kids could be listening also.
Yeah.
If you think about, they say words are swords. Words can kill.
Absolutely.
So that when you take it in that context, mm-hmm. and you think about the disease that's created in our bodies from the acidity, from the negative thoughts, from the, you know, the way we beat ourselves up or what have you, yeah. that creates acidity, the stress, et cetera. Stressful environments create acidity in our bodies. Mm-hmm. So we are creating disease. Dis-ease.
Exactly. Okay. And hang on, I'm going one more place with this as I'm listening and I'm hearing inside. So water programs other water. Water programs water, intention programs water, thoughts, like everything programs water, but also water can program water. So what about this? And like this, at first when I was listening to you, this started as like a joke in my mind, but then I was like, no, I'm a woman of science and this makes sense. It's got to be accurate. What about like when we're releasing our bowels or we're taking a pee, we're going to the bathroom, we're going pee into our toilet, into the city, and we're going to flush it down into the city. Like if we are in prayerful place or if we are in intention place, are we not donating the structure and intention and crystallization of our waters and literally putting it into the collective waters of the entire city? And I know this seems so backwards, but how could this not be accurate? How could I not, like, now whenever I go pee, and I go pee 100,000 times a day, not that many, but you know, like when I go pee, would there not be reason to be in intention? Because I am energetically making a contribution to the waters. And even though it's like, I know that that's an odd conversation to have, but in your mind, does this also seem how it must be technically?
Well, so if we take two glasses of water, and one of them, we show that it's acidic, right? Yeah. It's some acidic water. And we take living water and we pour it into that acidic water.
Let's say that we also program them with like intentions, words, or music. So obviously like that one, we program, like that one's acidic water. And we also like gave it some bad juju. And then the other one.
It listened to a Kiss record.
Yeah.
And this one listened to Chopin.
Yeah. So now continue.
And we poured it in here. It's going to clear this water up.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So when we pee, and especially if we're also drinking the living water and structuring it, and then we're putting it through like our holographic bodies, and then we're further restructuring and programming the water, then technically like when we do urinate, we are gifting our consciousness into the waters.
So then if you think about grid work and how we're all over the world,
oh my God, just all of us literally like drinking, programming our own waters and excreting it. We are doing the grid work. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So we're doing water grid work too.
That's amazing.
The places you go when you're like into all this, right?
Wow.
I know. I think it's super exciting. I can hear my dogs out there doing cray cray stuff.
Yeah, that's really, really amazing. So then how do we keep this awareness through and throughout the days? You know, what are the little steps that we do as individuals to keep us aware of this? Because this is stuff that most of us have generally not been aware of. This is newer consciousness to most all of us.
I say the first thing is to wait when you wake up in the morning to set an intention for the day. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes we forget that intention. Yes, everything is connected, Ronnie. Sometimes we set that intention and we forget about it mm-hmm. during the day, right? We wake up, we express gratitude. That's the number one thing, right? Express gratitude. Yeah. And then we forget about our intention. So what if you had it on your phone so that you reminded yourself, like, six times a day about your intention. And that way you go back to your intention. So then you create more of a practice. Mm-hmm. So awareness is the first thing. So once we notice, you know, and that, but it's like set your day up so that you, first of all, you're setting the intention that's going to program your waters right then and there. And we know this to be true. People that have gratitude practices have a more flourishing life typically,
yeah,
because they express gratitude even for the little bitty things, even for the little bitty things. So start with intention. So start with intention to notice,
mm-hmm,
take more breath, yeah, write stuff on your windows and your mirrors. I have so many post-it notes, like so many post-it notes. And those are little drops that I get, you know, throughout my learnings,
yeah,
in different avenues and different classes that I'm taking, et cetera. So, and then just pick maybe something to work on. Baby steps, give yourself a little assignment. My assignment is to set an intention every morning to say three things I'm grateful for. Go to bed saying three things you're grateful for, you know, prayer over your food, prayer over your water.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of, and I say it's just a matter of, in that I know that it's creating a new practice, and that takes time sometimes, because
yeah,
I'm in the same boat with everybody else. But it is a matter of reminding yourself. Maybe it's an accountability partner. Maybe you drink out of the same jar, you know, all day, and you write it on your jar. Just remind gratitude. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for this water. Thank you for my health. Thank you for my body. Help me notice, yeah, whatever it is for you.
You know what? Well, let's give an assignment, you know, to anybody watching this or anybody who watches the replay of, like, you know, do just one thing. Just one thing of any of the things that you just said, pick one of those things, make it your own, do it your way, and do it. And you know what I'm going to do is, like, I make the habit of, like, this is the glass that I'm always drinking out of. It's like four of these make eight of them make a gallon and a quarter, I think. So this is just what I do. But I'm just going to take, like, a post-it, and then I'm going to put just, like, packing tape on top of it. And I'm going to, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to sit with it for a minute and then pick what I write. And then I'm going to keep that on there for, you know, just keep it on there for a bit and just see how that feels.
Yes.
Yeah. Just like one simple little thing. When we don't know how big one simple little thing can really be, right?
And everything starts with one simple little thing, because if we jump in, you know, if we jump in hard, that's when it feels more overwhelming. When we put our toe in, and then the next toe and the next toe, and then we eventually slide in. Because it's easier for us to take baby steps than it is for us to just jump right in. It's like a jolt to the system. It's like, I have to change everything overnight. No, you really don't. You can give yourself little bitty assignments every day. And that is an excellent assignment. Just program your glass to, yeah, program your water. And I invite people to add in waking up and saying, before their feet hit the floor, before they pick up their phone, whatever the case may be, just say three things that you're grateful for and set an intention.
Yeah. That's perfect. That's perfect. Thank you for teaching us so much. This was great.
Yeah. This was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably talk about this more, because we're getting more in depth into the consciousness of water and stuff like that. So we'll bring it out some more.
Awesome.
It's fun.
Is there anything else that you want to include today? Like anything else that you have notes on or anything?
I went through my notes and they're all good. And you might be about, here's thank you. And you might be about to say this, but isn't that pretty?
That's beautiful.
On our website, we have a water page, and some of this information is there, and there's some videos,
mm-hmm,
of Mr. or Dr. or Scientist Emoto.
Yeah.
Marie Emoto. And so you can check it out for yourself. Don't take our word for it. There's also a amazing documentary called The Secrets of Water,
mm-hmm,
that you can watch on YouTube.
You know what? I think on our water page, if you guys scroll down to the very bottom of the water page, I've put all of these documentaries in there. So you don't even have to go to YouTube and search. We found them, we brought them to you, and as well as Dr. Emoto's videos are also at the bottom of the page. So go to the very bottom of our water page and you're going to find some great stuff. It's going to blow your mind and heart in the really good way.
And so fundamentally, things start with our thoughts and our feelings, and that's how we can take more control over our lives and more control over everything that's going on around us and create, come from a place of creation rather than reaction.
Absolutely. And absolutely. And even like for me, like the word control now at this point, like when we're talking about the positive attributes, it's like taking continuous, conscious, right action, right? Like that's really what control is. It's not like grasping or anything. It's just like, no, I'm aware now and I'm going to keep taking right action. And that's my like control, right?
Because the only
Yeah.
thing we can control is our
It's
anyway.
and our right action and our responsibility, right?
Because life does what it does, people do what they do, everybody, is doing their best with what they know and what they have. And so,
Yeah.
we get to control ourselves and how we respond to life. And we get to impact our whole entire body just by knowing and choosing different thoughts. And if you want to know more about that kind of stuff, we have a conscious language podcast as well, like an
Yes.
episode of conscious language. So just shifting a few words, it brings about great change. Small changes bring about great change.
Small repeated changes bring about great changes that are lasting. Amazing. Okay, well, this was fun. Okay, well, everybody join us in all the other places and keep checking in every day to like this account and Medicine Woman Ivy and Love Junkie.
Inspired underscore love
Thank
junkie.
you. And we'll keep doing all of these mini classes. So we love you guys so much. Drink your water, but also say good things to your water. Okay, we love you guys. We'll see you
Love
guys tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow morning, guys, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. We are having our little ceremony time. So if anybody wants to come, ground in, sink in, start Friday right, get into your weekend right, and yeah, take good care of ourselves,
you.
all levels. Okay, bye, guys. We'll see you soon.
Bye.